God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times I feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I say few people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devils cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost,
and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program. Our topic is about taking the gospel to the streets, and that means to empower you to take it to the streets. So stay tuned for the entire program.
It's time to go in and take the land. The church is getting a Joshua spirit. It's time to go in and possess. It's time to go in and conquer the giants. It's time to go in and put a stake in the ground for the Lord so that he will be glorified in all the earth. Because it's a go season. And Jesus said, go ye into all the world. He didn't say, stay ye in all the church. What's God calling me to?
God loves you with an everlasting love.
Oh, I see.
On Insights today, we're talking about taking it to the streets. And in particular, I'd like to share a bit about prophetic evangelism. So if you could turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 3. The scripture says this, that one who prophesies speaks to men for edification and exhortation and comfort. That means that the prophetic gift will build up a person's life, will call them to a higher endeavor, and will bring comfort and encouragement to them. Isn't that fantastic? Fantastic. But it also says in 1 Corinthians 14 that the unsaved can be affected by the prophetic word. And so it says in verse 23, it says, if the whole church assembles together and all speak in tongues and ungifted men or an unbeliever enters in, will they not think that you're mad? But if all prophesy and an unbeliever or an ungifted man enters, he is convicted by all, he is called to account by all, and the secrets of his heart are disclosed, and he will fall on his face and worship God, declaring that God is certainly among you. And so the prophetic gift is excellent for reaching the lost with. I remember the first time I got introduced to this concept was when we were in our church in Kelowna, which our church had been founded actually on a prophetic movement where there was this divine visitation of the Lord and everybody started prophesying, and Stacy Campbell was there and David Ruiz, and they were all shaking and everything, and they'd never been introduced to the prophetic before that. That's how they got introduced to it. They were Baptists who didn't even believe the gifts were for today. But when God wants to intervene in your life, he certainly can. But anyways, our church was full of the prophetic. So if you were in a Sunday morning service, there was oftentimes prophetic ministry to the whole body, plus you could get personal prophetic ministry just about from anyone, because we trained in the prophetic and everyone learned how to hear the voice of the Lord. So this one evening, Walter Heidenreich, who's a really good friend of ours, ministers out of Ludenscheid, Germany, and is a wonderful apostle of God, he was speaking at our church and challenged us, and he said, you know, you've got so much prophetic in this church, but how much of it is out there in the streets? There's a whole world out there. He said, most of you are in this church. You've got prophetic words coming out of your ears. You've probably got enough prophetic words to last you a whole lifetime. But what about the unsaved? They're going out to psychics and tarot card readers and diviners and people like that, looking for some hope and destiny for their life. Where is the church out there with the prophetic gift? And I'd never thought about it until that time, as far as taking the prophetic gift deliberately to the unsaved to reach those that were not in church. And so I had a talk with my good friend Stacy Campbell, and I said, Stacy, We have to move on this word. I'm so convicted. Why don't we put a course together on how to take the prophetic to the streets and let's just do it? And she said, well, I've never done that before. And I said, well, I haven't either, but let's just march into it and we'll learn and the Holy Spirit will help us. And so that's what we did. We put together our first school of extreme prophetic in the city of Kelowna. This one summer we had over 200 students and we trained them all on how to hear the voice of God. And the Lord had given us some wonderful creative ideas on how to win the lost. One of the things that he gave us was to send one of the teams out to a place called Booster Juice, which was a little juice restaurant where they, you know, served up special health food drinks and stuff like that. And we knew the owners. In fact, they went to our church. And we asked them if we could set up some prophetic booths inside their store and call them free spiritual readings, because it was in an area where the tourists gathered. So we wanted to use a non-churchy type language.
It's been in for a free spiritual reading. Can you tell us a little bit about how it felt?
I was surprised because lots of things that they told me, I was sure about that, like I was believing, and I feel so much better now. I feel relaxed and emotional also, and with new goals, and it's so nice, thank you.
We just were walking down the street, went in for a smoothie, and we went in, and yeah, it was pretty intense. They're good people. They knew a lot about my past that I didn't know that people would come, so it's pretty cool.
The people that have come and sat down, I could see them being really deeply touched.
Stirred up my faith again, because I was really, have been in this dark period, and they saw right through that and let me know that God is really taking care of me. So it just made me, brought my faith back.
I kind of felt like he was right there talking to me through her kind of thing.
I'm excited to see what God has to say to me. I really am.
I was really nervous myself because it was all kind of theory and you didn't really know what to expect. You'd never done anything like that before, so everybody was this combination of really excited and really nervous.
They're very loving and you can totally feel the love.
I remember giving people invitations out on the street to attend the free spiritual readings at Booster Juice, and what amazed me more than anything is that they were also open to receiving the invitations and to going, and no one asked me what a free spiritual reading was. They all seemed to know.
Oh, it was good. I've never had a spiritual reading before.
And when we opened the restaurant for the readings, amazingly enough, there was between a 20-minute and a 1-hour lineup throughout that entire day. And when we started, even though we were nervous, God honored our faith, because when we stepped out to love people and to give them a destiny word, God honored us with a very high level of prophetic gifting. In fact, it was just huge download.
Free spiritual reading up Booster Juice today. How was it for you?
Oh, it was amazing. It was totally encouraging for me. It's really blessed by the experience. Totally. Thank you very much.
Many of them got touched. In fact, we even had this real big biker guy. He came in looking really tough and rugged and went out in tears. He was so touched by the power and the presence of the Lord. And we did all kinds of other things too. We went down to the beach.
Outreach, our prophetic worship outreach. We're giving people free prophetic songs from God, like a God song for their life. People are really loving it. They'll come and we give them drums and they play along with us. They're staying with us. They're being totally blessed and they're joining our group, so it's been amazing.
We have three different dream interpretation groups. It's just been really exciting. The people are hungry.
We're just talking to people on the streets, asking them about their dreams, and everybody's really open and they have so much to share and they just love to talk to you. And they're so eager to get interpretations. Everybody feels like dreams are significant, so it's exciting.
Right on.
It was wonderful. Through just prophesying, taking it to the streets, what we've enjoyed inside, we take outside. What we've enjoyed, you know, within the church, we take out to the streets and the marketplace and to, you know, all the different venues that are out there that are full of unsafe people just waiting for destiny words. We're going to come back in a few moments with some more for you, but we're going to take a break right now.
Receive impartation, divine blessing, and encouragement that will change your life. Attend an extreme prophetic event in your area.
Are you concerned about what your children watch on television? Are you concerned about the deception and the lies that are being released through television, airwaves, radio, print media, entertainment media? Those things that are literally infecting the earth with deception and error? Well, you can do something about it. I can do something about it. As we rally together and possess and occupy airwaves and print media avenues by the Spirit of the Lord and through His anointing, we can transform the world and the mindsets of people, aligning them with truth as we proclaim the truth. Why don't you join us at God's Media Army? We're going to have Chuck Pierce, Jill Austin, Dick DeWord, Scott McCloud, and many others that are going to be there to prophesy a release of God's power and favor over His body to go into the airwaves and to break it open for His glory. Join us then, will you? June 13 to 17 in Phoenix, Arizona.
Register online at extremeprophetic.com or call 866-980-5464 today.
On an outreach we did, and it was soon after we just started doing prophetic evangelism, we went into Las Vegas. And one night we took our cameras out on the street, and oh, what a hit. I mean, people were coming around us and wondering what was going on. We were prophesying over everyone. And one man that we prophesied over that night had just got out of prison that day, that very day. He'd been in prison for years for doing a crime that he had committed that was a very serious crime. And this was his first day out after being in prison for over 13 years. And we just happened to meet him on the street. Stacy Campbell prophesied over him, and he came into faith that day. We're going to show you a clip of this right now to show you how powerful prophetic evangelism is. This is a new friend that we've met tonight. The team out on the street of Extreme Prophetic School has just led him to the Lord. He's testified that he has never, ever heard what he's heard tonight and felt the power that he felt tonight. And so we just rejoice in what God is doing on the streets of Las Vegas. And so is it true that you felt the power of God touching here tonight?
Siente el amor del prójimo, es lo más importante para mí.
He said he feels the love for everyone here around
him. Es lo más importante para mí, es beautiful todo. Oh my God.
He said he feels the love around him, surrounding him.
I love you, hasta todos.
And he's going to heal you of those things that happened to you as a little boy.
Y él te va a sanar todas las cosas que tú sufriste cuando eras un pequeño niño.
That turned you into an angry young man.
Que te volvió a ser un hombre enojón.
And that made you feel like that you were the only one in the world, you had to protect yourself.
Y tú sentiste en un momento que tú eras el único hombre en el mundo y que tú te tenías que proteger por ti
mismo. And God says, you don't have to protect yourself.
Y Dios dice, tú no te tienes que proteger a ti mismo.
He will protect you.
Dios te va a proteger.
He has been your deliverer.
Y él te va a proteger.
And he will deliver you again.
Y él te va a librar de nuevo.
But he has such a destiny for your life.
Pero él tiene un destino para tu vida.
And he loves you so much.
A lot of prophetic evangelism just takes place as you go about your day. I remember one time we were in England and we had actually taught a school of extreme prophetic and then went out and did outreach. But it was just in normal places where you would go every day. We started out on the tube trains, and we got on the tube and I was just asking the Lord, you know, show me who I can reach today. And so we started prophesying over the different people. I wrote a little note out for one of them and said, I have a prophetic word for you. And it's in here. God really loves you, and he has a special word for you today. And we just did things like that and touched people's lives and from one train to another. In fact, one couple, after we prophesied over them on the train, followed us off at our next stop. It wasn't their stop, but they took it because they wanted to find out more about Jesus. I just landed on this tube train and you were there, and I started, you know, giving you this word. How did that make you feel?
Amazed that someone would come up, approach you like that and come up and say it. So.
Yeah. Without sounding insulting, it's not the kind of thing that an English person would normally do. You could tell without you saying, without even hearing your accent, it's probably weren't from England.
Was it an encouragement to you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's nice. It's heartening. There you go. That's the kind of word I'm looking for.
All right, yeah. Great. Well, you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thank you very much.
The Lord has great things for your life.
Okay, I hope you get all right as well.
And that all happened just on our way to a park. You could do that any day, can't you? Just be alert to the Holy Spirit. It doesn't have to be a special project or anything. Well, then we went into Hyde Park. So we walked down into the park. And what we did that particular day was spread out blankets out on the grass, and we put two signs up. One said free spiritual readings, and the other was free dream interpretation. And people came just to the blanket and said, well, I've got a dream I'd like you to interpret. I wouldn't mind a destiny word. And it was a wonderful time. People just came to us. We didn't even have to really go recruit anyone. It was just sitting there in the park on a beautiful day and just meeting the needs of people. And we were able to lead over 30 people to the Lord in the park that day as we were just out and about in walking through the park, sitting and giving people destiny words on the blanket. It was just so easy, and it can be easy for you too. Well, from the park, then we went over to Buckingham Palace, and that's a great tourist site in London, and that's a great place to visit. In fact, there's probably tourist places in your town that you can go and meet tourists from all over the world. I remember meeting these two wonderful little Buddhist monks. These are my new friends that I just met today. They're all the way from Malaysia visiting here. And I have a special word for you. And that's this. God loves you with an everlasting love.
Oh, I see.
Do you like that?
I see.
Do you like that?
I see, I see.
It's a good word. Jesus loves you.
Yeah, love everybody.
Yes.
You know, it was such a simple message, but they loved it. Well, then we went over to a palace guard. This is St. James Palace. It's where Prince Charles lives. And right out front, there's this guard, and they're not supposed to smile. They're not supposed to crack anything. We're going to go prophesy over them. We're going to tell them God loves him with an everlasting love. I just want to bring a word of encouragement over you from the heart of God. He wants you to know that he really does love you with an everlasting love. And that he's really pleased with the disciplines that you walk in and with the way that you have determined to do what's right. And that even though there's some things right now in your own personal life that are in a bit of an upheaval, that he wants you to know that he's with you, and that if you call on him, he's going to work everything out. He's going to bring restoration to everything that needs restoring. And that there's great things ahead. I see a sun shining on the horizon for you, which means there's really good things ahead for you. Bless you. You're loved with an everlasting love. It was just so sweet. I mean, those guards, they're not allowed to crack a smile. They're not allowed to move anything. And when I started to prophesy over him in the very beginning, when I just went over and told him that he was really loved by God and God had great things for him, his lips started quivering and his eyes started kind of shaking around. So it was really a special time. And here he comes. He's walking towards us. Here he is. He's moving.
And so you often start with a general word like God loves you with an everlasting love, and then that flows into more.
I think that God loves you with an everlasting love is the most profound statement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the most powerful word from God that anybody can hear. Mm. And if they get the revelation of that, it'll transform their life for all eternity. You know, we had such a great time. We went out to a restaurant later and landed up ministering in the restaurant by giving people destiny words, you know. Sometimes you can just write out a little note of encouragement for people, or sometimes you can be quite aggressive and just approach them in love and saying, you know, I'm a Christian and God was speaking to me about you and he wants to give you this special word right now, and it's this. And they just love it. Usually they love being ministered to. We've seen God move in all kinds of coffee shops and different venues. One time we were in Starbucks. One of our team members was in Starbucks and prayed for a woman in a wheelchair, and she came out of the wheelchair right in the Starbucks restaurant because someone just went over to bring encouragement to her. Other times we've been on the street corners at night ministering to the drug addicts and seeing them come to Jesus Christ through a prophetic word. Sometimes in stores, a cashier or something. I was in a 7-Eleven store one time, and I could just feel that this woman had gone through a really hard relational situation. And so I said to her, I said, I can tell that you've been through a very difficult time recently and you've just been beside yourself, and God told me to encourage you. And she burst into tears. She was the cashier at a store, and she burst into tears because she received the encouragement of the Lord. You can go and encourage people too. It doesn't take a lot. It just takes a little bit of love, and that love is in you because he is in you.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's Media Army and Harvest Teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
Destiny Words are prophetic words of encouragement from the heart of God just for you.
The Lord showed me a vision of a man climbing a tree and then falling and injuring himself terribly. I believe it's the back and also the hip, a broken hip. And I believe that you are watching this program and that you actually were climbing trees for a living and you had an accident. And as a result, you have suffered some terrible injury over a long period of time. And I just want to minister to that right now in the name of Jesus. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the shock and the trauma that entered this gentleman during that time, and I ask that you would deliver him from it and from the depression that has come as a result of that. I also ask, Lord God, that you would deliver him from his dependency upon the painkillers in the name of Jesus. We break the power of that right now. And Father, I'm asking in the name of Jesus for your healing touch to go to him now and reconstruct whatever needs to be fixed within his back and his hip. And in the name of Jesus, I pray for absolute, complete healing for that area that was afflicted through this fall in Jesus' name. And sir, I believe that the Lord's saying, draw really close to him at this time. There's some real disappointing things that have happened as a result of the fall. There's some relational things that have come and just shattered your heart and your life. And you've been going through a very, very hard time. But if you get bitter about it, it'll get worse. This can be a stepping stone or a stumbling block, depending on which way you look at it. So the Lord says, draw near to him. I'm also seeing a vision of a woman right now, and you were working in a restaurant, and somehow some hot fat assaulted you. It was like, I don't know if it fell on you or you actually had your hand put in it, but it's affected your hand all up here. I see it's all scar tissue on your hand and everything from that. And the Lord wants to really touch your life. And I'm not sensing so much in the area of healing that area, although he wants to do that too. But he just wants to identify you through that word of knowledge. The real word that he wants to give you is this. That which was lost, and there's one really important relationship and then one that was connected to that relationship. And so you'll know what I'm talking about as I'm saying this, that God wants you to know that he is going to restore those relationships, the one main one and then the one that's connected to it, because something happened that messed everything up there and you have been so upset over it. And I want you to write me at testify at Extreme Prophetic and let me know if this word fits your situation, because I'm feeling it so strong right now. And the Lord says that he is going to completely vindicate you and bring this whole thing right into his divine order. He really will.
Join the army of Christians who are taking their rightful place to release God's goodness into a dark, decaying world. Light Belongs in the Darkness by Patricia King is available online at extremeprophetic.com.
Here's a question that many ask, especially in our schools of Extreme Prophetic. It says, how do I begin to engage in prophetic evangelism? I can't imagine approaching someone on the street. Well, I think that there are many that would say this very same thing. Well, something that might help you is getting some really good training, and I could highly recommend our School of Extreme Prophetic. We have team members that go out and teach it and will actually take you out on the streets if you want to go there. But we also have it available on CD and DVD, and so teachings like that can help give you a good start. But the other thing is, find out what is in your area. Not every area is the same. When we're down in the inner city where there's a lot of drug addicts, sometimes we'll do specific ministry that will minister minister to them. You know, we've ministered to those with Hep C, with big sandwich boards saying, need a miracle, got Hep C, get free prayer here. You know, but you wouldn't go into the workplace with that sign because there's probably not anybody there necessarily with Hep C. So you have to find the key to reach your areas. With children, one time we went in the summertime where there was lots of children in the park and they were with their parents and that. So we did a couple of real creative things. Like we used helium balloons and blew up the balloons and put destiny words. We wrote them on the balloon. So there would be like one word that said, let's say, courage. And then we would give the prophetic word to the child in front of their mother and say, you know, God's showing me that you're going to be a man of great courage as you grow older and even as you're young, just like David in the Bible and just like Daniel in the Bible, you know. And so we would just spin off of that one word and give them a word of destiny, and their parents loved it. Another thing that we did with children was to do free washable drawings on their arms and on their faces and that. And we would draw a prophetic word on it, like a little picture that was symbolic of something, and then tell them what it meant. And so those were creative ideas. We've also gone into bookstores and done poetry readings and joined the poetry clubs and the book stores where even unsaved poets will come and read their poetry, and then we'll read ours too. And so it's a way that you can reach out, get to know people, build relationships in that community, and get to know their hearts. And so there's many different ways that you can reach out. The main thing is, what is the need in your community? In our city of Kelowna in British Columbia, in the summertime, there's a lot of tourists there, and they love prophetic art, because on the streets there's a lot of art portraits being done where people can buy a street portrait. Well, we do prophetic art, prophetic portraits, and we do prophetic drawings of them and then explain it and do prophetic songs at the same time and a prophetic poem for them and bless people in that way. So it's just a matter of getting those creative juices going, and you know the Lord has lots of creative ideas and He can give you some.
If you believe that that is your heart's expression, say exactly what I say then, okay? Say, Father God.
Father God.
I love you.
I love you.
And I believe.
I believe.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is my Savior.
Is my Savior.
That He died on the cross.
He died on the cross.
2,000 years ago.
2,000 years ago.
For me.
For me.
I believe.
I believe.
That He's forgiven me.
He's forgiven me.
All my mistakes.
All my mistakes.
All my sin.
All my sin.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart right now.
Lord Jesus, come into my heart right now.
And make me the person.
And make me the person.
You want me to be.
You want.
Write my name.
Write my name.
In your book of life.
In your book of life.
Thank you for making me.
Thank you for making me.
Your son.
Your son.
Amen. And He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's with you forever.
That's all.
It's awesome.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. How do you feel?
Sorry.
Do you feel weepy?
It's okay. It will be okay. Yeah, it's okay.
And Jesus will work everything out for you, all the troubles right now. He'll help you through them all. It's a new day for you, Abdul.
Thank you.
Welcome to the family of God.